Welcome to Love Bonds, your place to hear the whole truth on love and relationships. It's here where you can get the tools you need to repair and deepen your romantic relationship. I'm marriage and couple counselor Terry DiMatteo, and I will help guide you through the complex challenges of romantic relationships. You probably already know that your family, the family you were raised in, and your partner's family have a profound impact on your current romantic relationship and what takes place within that relationship. There is a history of volumes of research and study and books and experts in the field of looking at the family background and the romantic relationship and how those things are correlated. In this episode, I can't go into all of that. However, I can give you some highlights that will help you. That's really key. Basically, your first family, the family you were raised in, the family you grew up in when you were a young child, and those experiences within that family taught you about love. They're your first teachers about love. Whether intentional or not, those experiences paved the way for how you will participate in your adult relationships, your adult romantic relationships, and how you'll experience your partner through the lens of the first family. There's really, I would say, two main ways, if we want to break it down in simple ideas here for the sake of this podcast. One would be that basically the attachment style, you might say, overall. If your parents, or at least one parent, was reliable, steady, consistent, and you could trust them. You could always trust them to respond to you in your time of need, that they reliably turned to you and helped comfort, soothe, and reassure you when something went wrong, when you're crying, when you're upset, that they helped you in a way that made you feel secure, essentially. That, basically they're dependable, a dependable, reliable, consistent, that you pretty much could tell the behavior of that parent was from one day to the next, from month to month, was consistent. Sometimes children have parents that are inconsistent. Sometimes they're very loving and responsive, and sometimes they are maybe more withdrawn or even cold. This inconsistency, sometimes there, sometimes not, can make for an insecure attachment. And if in a love relationship, you experience someone who romances you dramatically and then goes away for 2 weeks and you don't hear from them, that may feel familiar to you, even though it's not really a healthy experience. It kind of, you were learned, for example, that's how it is with love. They're sometimes they're there in a very grand display of affection, and then it's withdrawn. It's inconsistent. They're there for you. Sometimes you can count on them, sometimes, but not every time. Sometimes you're on your own to settle. The third way would be a more removed, distant parent. They turn away. This would be a kind of thing where you would avoid a loving connection because the parent turned away. They didn't respond. They were non-responsive or limited response or maybe reluctantly respond. There is a more turning away. In session, I'm often asking my clients the question, when you were small, when you were little, and you scraped your knee, or you had a little tussle with something, or something happened at school that upset you, who did you turn to and what was the response? Many people say, I went to my room, I was alone. They had to settle it themselves. They had to self-soothe. And they're limited because they're little. I mean, just because they're small, they don't have the capacity to really understand what's going on. A parent that helps you understand your feelings and process them helps make the child secure and sturdy for a stable kind of love. So if you think about your own experience as a young child, how did you know you were loved? This is the second part here, is how did you know you were loved? And some people say, oh my gosh, my parents were always affectionate with me. They're always kissing me. They're always hugging me. They put me on their lap. They were always giving me a little pinch on the cheek. They were very physical, a lot of touching. And so it would be very likely that that person understood love to mean a lot of physical contact. And so when they're in relationship and they're having a hard time and they need their partner's love and support, what will work for them is a physical response. A hug, a touch, sitting nearby, being within reach. A physical presence will likely work with a person who is used to a very demonstrative physical family that expresses their love in a physically affectionate way. Some people say, my parents used words. They were always talking in a loving way. They would respond lovingly. Oh, we love you. You're so cute. Very complimentary. You're so smart. Oh, that's terrific. Beautiful. These loving words. If you heard these words and you said, oh, I knew my parents loved me because I heard them say it. We always said, I love you in our family. And a person could think, well, this is normal. This is how we do it. And if the partner's family didn't express in that way, and it doesn't feel natural to them, they may love you, but you're not hearing the words. The words for you or for the person raised in a family with a very verbally expressive family. It won't connect. Like you say, I don't think you really love me because I don't hear it. You know, can't you just say it to me? You know, that will make me feel loved. And this is kind of tied with the book, Five Love Languages. It's related. This is related. This episode is related to that. Some people experience love in their family because their family, they did things with them. They worked on the project. They helped them in a practical way. They say they provided for me. We always had what we wanted, you know. Or if my dad went on a trip, he'd always bring back a gift from his travels, and when I did that, I felt loved. So an important question to ask yourself is what messages about love did I get from my first family? How did I know I was loved? What were the indicators? What was the most? When did I most feel loved by my mother or father? The second part would be your partner. How did your partner know that they were loved? What was the indication for them? What was it like for them growing up? Now, some people say, well, I just didn't feel loved, you know, it was inconsistent, or my parents got divorced and remarried, or had multiple partners, or multiple marriages, and you get attached, and then the person goes away. All these experiences impact what is brought to the romantic relationship. And it can result in quickly pairing, more anxious. I have to have someone there to steady me, more of a, a more anxious way, less secure. Or the other way could be a little more avoidant, either avoiding relationships completely or mostly, or even in relationship having a more distant, independent, self-soothing way. But what's important here, you don't have to be twins on this. You don't have to come from the same type of family. What's more important is taking the time and the empathy to understand where your partner's coming from, where you're coming from in how you understand and experience love, and to try to meet the other, because your job, your task as a partner is to make your partner feel loved and secure and desired. Those two things, those two strands are key. I'm close to you. You can come to me. I'm reliable. I'm here for you. You are the most important person in the world to me, above everyone else. You're my number one. The second part is, I'm hot for you. I find you sexy. I want you. These two things entwine together. This makes for a functional relationship. This is what it's for. Look, the romantic relationship is quite unique. It's not like anything else. It's not like a sibling relationship. It's not a neighbor. It's not a friend. You're not friends. You're not parental. You're not coworkers. It's a romantic relationship. It's very cool. You know, it's interesting. It's got this a sexual component that helps with the bonding, and this emotional component of loving one another in a deep and profound way. It makes it very secure that I feel better with you. I need you. Sort of codependency things can interfere, this term, thinking that we shouldn't be dependent, we should be independent, like the idea, for example, that you have to love yourself first before you can love another. No. I'm putting my foot down here. No. It's through being loved and engagement with another, you learn to be, you feel lovable. And that often happens in the first family. To love another, you need to know that you're lovable and loved, and tucked under the conflicts and difficulties in relationship almost always is a version of, am I lovable? Do you love me? These things need lots of reassurance, a response, yes. It needs to be some version of yes. And hopefully in a way that reaches your partner so that they feel secure. As they feel secure that you love them, it will increase the likelihood that they will turn to you with a similarly loving response. So take some time to figure out, to examine your love history and the family you grew up in and your partner's, and then see how it meshes together, or how you can learn more, or empathetically understand how certain behaviors or ways of relating are tied to the first family, not in a way to judge your partner, but to find a way to connect, to find a way to make your love relationship, this new dynamic, work. When it happens, you'll feel secure, you'll feel kind of cozy, you'll have peace of mind, probably have more energy, it'll put a bounce in your step, and the confidence. When you're loved, you feel confident and kind of a sense of you can take on the world. You know, you're stronger together. It sounds like a cheesy slogan, but it's really true. So if you like this episode, I'd appreciate a review on iTunes. I thank you for joining me today here. To leave the review, just visit Love Bonds on iTunes on your smartphone. Tap on the podcast image and then scroll down to ratings and reviews and let me know what you think. Also, be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.